from St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I'm Jeremy Goodwin. It has been about a year since the lawsuit over Sam Kroenke's relocation of the Rams from St. Louis to Los Angeles yielded about $500 million for the region after lawyers' fees. So what's up with that money? Policymakers with the City of St. Louis, St. Louis County, and the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority, folks usually just call that the RSA, well, they haven't been able to agree. So to make sense of all this, we have St. Louis Public Radio political correspondent Jason Rosenbaum. Jason, thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
So who has control over this money?
Oh, man. Well, there's currently negotiations going on about how to split this money. Right now, the one thing that those three parties have agreed on is to put the money into an account that garners more interest than it did before.
So the pot's a little bigger now than it was a year ago.
I was talking with RSA member Dave Spence, who's a businessman who actually ran for governor in 2012. And the hope is that that money will grow to about $519 million by January. So it's not a small amount of interest. And I think that this doesn't necessarily end the discussion about how to divide the money. But at least in this instance, there'll be more money to divide.
Okay. So it's sitting there in an account.
Yes.
How does it get out of there?
There are several ways. One, the three parties could come up with an agreement to how to divide the money, and that hasn't happened yet. The one idea that seems to be gaining some traction, especially from RSA members, is placing the money into essentially what is an endowment. They're not calling it an endowment. There are state restrictions about how you can invest public money.
Yeah.
But let's just call it an endowment just for simplicity's sake. They put the money in that endowment, and then the interest from that would pay for projects of joint city-county regional benefit. And I think that some RSA members like that idea because it kind of solves the issue about how to divide the money between the city and the county. If you're doing it for projects that help both, then there's going to be mutual benefit to it. But it's not a universally popular idea. And the reason why is like St. Louis City and St. Louis County legislative policymakers feel like that's an end around for their ability to decide where the money should go.
Yeah. So is there a scenario where somebody cuts three different checks and they walk it away in different directions?
I think that's certainly possible. But the question is like what percentage should the city get and what percentage should the county get? I think you can make a solid argument that the city should get more money. The Rams played in the city. The city was willing to financially contribute to the Riverfront Stadium in 2015. The county did not do that. And you could make an argument that the Rams leaving was more hurtful to the city. But the county will rightfully say that the county residents helped pay for the dome and that the Riverfront Stadium in 2015 was never actually going to happen. So saying you're going to contribute to a phantom project should not necessarily give you more money. I think it remains to be seen how that's done. It's all the statements I've gotten from the city and the county is primarily that negotiations are ongoing about how to divide that money.
Why does it seem like we're reinventing the wheel here? How different is this settlement from others?
It's different because it's not unlike, let's say, American Rescue Plan funds. There's like no strings attached about what you could spend the money on. There's no time limits. I mean, if the city and the county wanted to build golden statues of Jason Rosenbaum with the money, they could. I'm not saying that I would be very comfortable with that idea. But my point is like what's different is the city and county will be able to use this for basically whatever they want. And so I think that there are high stakes about how much each jurisdiction get. And I should also note that the RSA, which is the entity responsible for maintaining the dome at America Center, they want their share of the money too because the dome needs funds to continue to like exist. Like it has maintenance costs. And
even in this sharing scenario they're talking about, that includes from the RSA's perspective – putting some aside just for the dome upkeep.
Yes. And I don't know if it'll be an equal share, but the dome clearly needs money because it's still being used for conventions and it's still being used for major events. And I think I've even heard the argument before that it's being probably utilized more lucratively now that the Rams aren't there, because the Rams lease was a terrible deal for the city in general, whereas conventions have a lot more leeway about like what the financial arrangements are. So yeah, that dome needs to actually still be able to function as a facility.
And I think people who spend a lot of time downtown see the impact that it makes when there is a convention in town. I'll sometimes play the game of trying to identify what the convention is based on all the people I see waiting to cross streets on every corner. It's just a completely different environment.
And it's a really important source of revenue for the region, particularly the city, but also the county. And as long as the Dome continues to be part of that convention center, yeah, there's going to have to be some money that goes that way, because they were also a party to the lawsuit. It'll remain to be seen whether this endowment idea actually gains traction. As I said, it has some fans within the RSA and probably out like other places. Greater St. Louis Inc. has also floated as a possibility. But I don't know if it's wildly popular amongst political leaders, because, again, they want a say of where this money goes. And you could make an argument that elected leaders would probably be more accountable to how that money is spent than a blue ribbon commission doling out grants for projects.
And as you mentioned, we did just have an election. I know you're very aware of that. Did the results of that Tuesday, last thought, did those results change what's going to happen here?
Possibly, because we have a new Board of Aldermen president, Megan Green, who will have a pretty large say over where this money is going to go as a member of the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. According to her appearance on Politically Speaking, she wants to use that money for maintenance issues around the city, as well as for early childhood education efforts. So whether that is a common cause with Mayor Tashara Jones and Comptroller Darlene Green, I guess we'll find out in the next few months.
Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio political correspondent. Thanks a lot for coming by, Jason.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Jeremy Goodwin.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our production intern is Avery Rogers. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Our podcast proudly supports St. Louis artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.